Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How natural did it seem
that
they were able to just kind of pick up and
move
the pace?
It seemed very natural. They kicked it in high gear immediately, showed lots of chemistry immediately, and I think Jack is such a, I've said it to this room plenty of times, he's our smartest player. He certainly is one of our smartest hockey players. He just has a feel for the game and makes others around life a lot easier because he's so highly intelligent as a player. But Dylan has played much, much better the last couple weeks. He's trended. He's found his game over the last, I'd say, five or six games. So I think that fits very well with him feeling good along with Jack alongside him, familiarity. But Dylan's done a nice job over the last few weeks, too.
Jack had certainly a lot of practices, but now that he's back into games, like, what are you watching for when you're talking about a guy who hadn't had a game in 8 months?
Timing, rhythm, obviously what Jordan just said, they seem to have not missed a beat as far as he Paterka, and Cousins. They've been in sync. It's impressive that you train, you rehab the injury, then you train to get up to condition, you have very little practice time, and then you jump in the NHL. And, I've said it multiple times how talented and how much we miss Jack Quinn because he's talented. And you see his speed of acclimation upon entry is incredible, evident of his talent. So, he really was effective for us. I thought game one, there are some kinks that anybody would have. Last night, he was so much better than game one already. That's very impressive.
And you knew there was going to be some rust, but you had, I'm sure, pretty much confident on the physical end, right? You're not even really watching much for that.
Yeah.
Any issues?
I don't feel I have to watch for it. I thought going in a couple days ago, I said I will be watching for it, and. When you watch us, you're looking at a guy that just looks normal. There's nothing, there's no stress on him with timing, with pace, with agility, mobility, with recovery. Nothing. No signs that Jack's come back from an injury or is coming back from an injury. Those you'd look out for as a coach and say, okay, maybe I pull back his ice time. Don't want him playing fatigued and become vulnerable for another injury or re-injury. And he has really shown no sign. It looks like he's in mid-season form when I watch him.
There are always going to be mistakes in every single game. I was just chatting with Matthias. He said the difference he felt against Toronto was you limited mistakes, and the mistakes you made were from hard work. They weren't from silly turnovers or anything like that. Is that the way you saw it, too? Is that why you guys played better defense?
I mean, we still had turnovers. You're going to have those every game, especially when you got Mitch Marner and Nylander and Matthews picking pucks off. That's what they're good at, among other things. But yeah, it's you. We I felt last night, and I think our guys felt, we were able to establish the pace we wanted to play at. And that's a high-tempo pace. And even when you're making mistakes, there's layers of defenders that can then pressure and push things to the outside, or shots that are contested, or which, obviously the other players hurried. When they take a shot, gives our goalie an easier read. It forces them to probably botch a shot more than not. But it all was, the foundation was the work, the compete, and the pace. And, Mike mentioned odd man rushes. You know, are they contested odd man rushes? Is it pushed to the outside? Where's the shot coming from? It's, breakaways are breakaways. Those are bad ones, obviously. But I felt last night we pressured enough that there was enough hurried stuff that was a big difference on the defensive side.
I was saying that sometimes he's so focused on work that he, he focuses too much on that and he forgets to settle down and make plays. How much is his ability just to settle down keyed maybe his offensive surge?
Okposo, you mentioned. Yeah. I guess quite a bit. He's made a career on being very, very intense. And sometimes that's default, where you take a breath, you can see things or feel things better in certain moments. And, I think he's done a real good job of balancing that, as you've mentioned. You've even conversed with him on that. And I see that. He's done that. I think he's done it in practice. That's the benefit of more practices, and we haven't had many, is you can work on just that. You can, you got your intensity and pressure, but you can breathe a little bit knowing it's a practice and just get that kind of synchronization and timing. But he's certainly done a nice job of that, especially lately.
Yeah, we talked a lot about the defensive effort last night, but then you look at the numbers. Matthews has no shots on goal after his goal for the last 52 minutes. Marner has one shot on goal. Nylander had the puck a lot of shots, didn't score. But what was the effort like against those three guys, given all they've done this season and the way they've hurt so many teams?
The effort was a five-man effort. I thought Clifton and Owen Power were really good together. You got a real physical guy with an edge and Clifton, and I thought Owen skated very well. Three different lines I was comfortable with, started matching to start the game. And then felt much that was Middlestead's line was killing it, and then felt either one of our Middlestead, Cousins, or Thompson felt was skating well enough to track down anybody on the ice and just contest them quicker than not. And we obviously did not want to sit back, and when you had those three lines skating the way they were, it made decisions very easy behind the bench.
And the winning streak thing is a thing outside your locker room. I know it's a point inside your locker room. You need to string wins together. I mean, what do you do now? What's the point of emphasis to try to get that two-game thing going that you haven't had since the first week of November?
I don't think we're going to think about two games or three games. I think we're just going to think about the next game. Try to find a way to be excited about the next game more so than we've been. I think we've been going in games a little less excited and a little more tight than we should be. And I say should be because you can't play that way. You can't perform. You can't execute when you're tight. And the intent is to we want to play with pace and with some enthusiasm. And it's a different. Basically, change your mindset, change your outlook a little bit. The next game is in Madison Square Garden, and what a place to play, and what a team to play against. And that's something that you should be excited about, not anything the opposite of that.
You've preached before, and so do players, about not getting too high or too low, finding the balance between two games. You had some extreme lows and some extreme highs. So I'm curious, is there anything in your post-game routine or when you walk out of the arena that grounds you, that you're able to separate and find that balance?
I'm not sure I understand. Find the balance to rebound or
a really high win or a really high loss. I talked to some of the guys about what brings them comfort.
I think you realize every day in this business the score is 0-0. So it's a reset. If you won last night or you lost last night, you're starting at zero. And it's not hard to understand that as a concept. So if you get too high, you got zero the next day. If you get too low, the opponent has zero the next day. You're dead even at the start. So you can reset. I think it's just bringing clarity. We've had this league is challenging. I've said it a lot. If you're 5% off, 3% off, we took advantage of it last night. Maybe they were 3-5% off, and we took advantage of that. It's just that's the way it is. But yeah, I think the league grounds you automatically because you can't carry anything forward.
You mentioned Connor Clifton, and it seems since the Boston game, he's a different player. Did he just need to get out of his own head? Did you just have to convince him just go play type of a thing?
I feel through years of watching these guys and him specifically, that there is a major psychological component. He's a new team, new contract, new territory. Played first time I thought he played against his old team, he wasn't very good. I think he'd admit to that. And the second time, I think he looked at it and said, okay, I've had my first game. I think lots of players when they play against their former team, it's a real difficult emotional. You're kind of sidetracked from the game, especially if you've played there a long time or it's the only place you played in your career. So I thought the second time he played against Boston in Boston was really a big moment for him. I also thought, the suspension had an effect on him. Again, he's thrown hundreds and hundreds of hits in his career, never been suspended, and then all of a sudden you do. It's sort of like you wreck your car the first time and you're a little bit cautious because it happened. And I think he took him time to get through that. But we're seeing, recently is a better gauge of what he is. And that's very nice for us to see.
When it comes to working with Ryan Johnson, he's been good about, being able to sit out for a game and get a look at things from up high. But when it comes to deciding which veterans come out of the lineup to get him worked in, what goes into that process with them? Is it just a matter of how their pace of play of late, or is it just kind of like next guy, one guy comes out?
Whatever the process has been, I can tell you there's a chance it's probably going to change. Just we're at a different spot. We're at a different spot in the season. We're at a different spot with everything. So, you adapt and adjust, and we will with that, with respect to that. So, if we feel, we're going to try to win the next game. So, that was how we made the decision for last night's roster, and we'll do the same tonight. If Ryan or a young guy feel that it's going to benefit them to just take a step back, and that benefit may benefit them for the next five games, we would make a decision based on that. Or if you have other players that have, maintenance issues and, they could use 3 days here and really re-energize, that would really re-energize them, we'll do that. So that's, that's how decisions will be made moving forward. So, if we did pull a defenseman out, you may never know, but it might be better for him. He might have a bad elbow and say, hey, we'll give him 2 days because there are 4 days till the next game. We know he'll be back to normal then. That wouldn't probably be something we'd be talking about, but could happen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.